Monday night or L'chol Dalet Kislev. Okay, we're learning Dinei Achsonoi and Chanukah, Dinei Achsonoi and Chanukah. And Achsonoi is like really an interesting situation. If someone's married and their wife's lighting in their house and they're traveling, then really Me'ikar HaDin, and really even more than Me'ikar HaDin, as we'll see in a moment, they're yoitzu with their wives lighting in the house. That's Nerishu Beiso, and they're lighting in the house. So Shilas could come up if you're in a different time zone, and it's not Chanukah yet, or things like that. It's not Chanukah yet for you, and she lit already, b'chulu. But, okay, then you have to ask a Shilas. But Me'ikar HaDin, the whole Achsonoi issue, is either if you're unmarried, or she's not home, not lighting for you. There are shitas that you cannot, Mishnah Berurah brings it down, there are shitas that you cannot be mechaven not to be yoitzu with your wife's lighting at home. There's no such thing, it's automatic. There's no such thing you're mechaven not to be yoitzu. She's not really being motzi you, it's the ner ishu beiso is being mekuyim. And therefore, an achsonoi, even if he's being mahader, let's say, and he should not make a bracha. He shouldn't make a bracha. If his wife's lighting at home, he shouldn't make a bracha because of this issue. Now, okay, that's one point. Another point is, I say it's a very, it's not so, the achsonoi is not simple. Lamashal, if you're in a hotel and you're renting a room, or if you have your own private room, even if you're not renting, but you're eating and sleeping on your own, then that's beso, and you're not an achsonoi anymore, and you very possibly, maybe even probably, are not yoitzer with your wife's lighting in your house, because this is now your house. You're renting a hotel room, and this is now your beso for Chanukah. So you have to watch out for that. Then you're not yoitzer with your wife's lighting, and you have a chiyuv to light. Now, another point is that the Bir Halacha brings down a machlokes, and he's really, I think he's noita. If you have two balabatim sharing a makom dira, then they each have a regular chi of hadlaka, and hishtatvus bepriti is not enough. You can't just be mishtatvus bepruta, you have to, each one has his own chi of hadlaka. So they could maybe they could actually, then they would maybe have to actually own either half the shemen, or maybe each would have to own enough shemen to light for a half hour. As we saw last night, or maybe it was the night before, the chiddush of achsonoi is a, that you're mechuyuv, you have, is a, that you're mechuyuv, and that you're not yoitzi automatically with the person that you're an achsonoi by, but also the hishtatvus bepruta is a kula also. You only have to give a pruta, you only has to add a little more oil, the Mishnah Berurah says, more than the chatzi shah. But if two people are together in a room, I am b'prima godem, shnei bababatim dorim b'cheder echad, and they, v'cholechor ochem lishaloi, so it's not dai b'shituf, each one has a chiyav adlaka, and achsonoi then is again a kula, because he's only an achsonoi, it's not really his bias. It is his bias, it's not his bias, so he, if it would be his bias, then he would be b'nei beso of the person, like a child. Even if the Paiskim agree that if your child comes home from yeshiva, he comes home for one night, he's in yeshiva, lock, stock, and barrel, and so, but he, you know, in the house, he's not an achsonoi, he doesn't have to be mishtatef efruto. He's your son, he belongs in the house. The Rashid is not like that, but the consensus of the Paiskim is that a child is automatically, even if he comes home for one day, is automatically becomes part of Bnei Beis. So not if he's not Soymech HaShulchan Aviv. I'm talking even if he's Soymech HaShulchan Aviv. And if he's Soymech, the Reif Paiskim, the consensus is if he's Soymech HaShulchan Aviv. So, okay, so that's enough tonight. Good.